Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Before we continue the names of Allah, there is the brother in the first rak'ah he read about Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your family, your children, from the hellfire. And that is the basis for raising our children. This ayah is the strongest ayah on the Quran that talks about us raising our children. Two quick points about what he said. First point is that many brothers, alhamdulillah, not in the United States as much as back home, invest more in raising boys than raising girls. Because they think that girls marry and stay home and boys are the ones that really should deserve the largest investment. And this is not true. The Prophet ﷺ said that investing in raising girls will bring you more reward than investing in raising boys. The Prophet ﷺ said, whomsoever raises three girls and raise them right, he goes, me and him in Jannah are like that. And he did with his fingers like this. They said, one guy, he had only two girls, so he felt jealous. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what two girls? The Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said, okay, and two girls. And then the other guy had only one girl, so he sort of said, Ya Rasulullah, what one girl? So the Prophet didn't answer him. So that is the first thing to keep in mind. And then the second thing to keep in mind is that right now, the best thing is to keep your children Muslims for the continuity of Islam. I mean, you can't do better than that in these days. If one of them happens to do something wonderful for Islam, Allah will backtrace the deed and give you a copy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, that we write the good deeds that they do and we trace it backward. وَآثَارَهُمْ, trace it backward. So you get a copy of the good deeds that your grandchildren will do, because you are the one who was a reason for continuation of Islam to reach them. By teaching your children, if your children can do something wonderful, great. If they can't, then their children might. And this way you increase your possibility. So it's a very good investment. Back to the names of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has 99 names, 100 less one. Whomsoever has good command and good understanding of them, Allah will admit him or her to Jannah. And if you ever wonder why is such an importance and emphasis are placed on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are several reasons. Number one, we truly don't know Allah. We just hear about Him. Every time we come to the Friday khutbah and we hear a wonderful khutbah from Sheikh Ala, we just hear about Allah from him. But do we truly know Allah? Unfortunately, we don't know Allah the way He should be known. So we need to invest some more time in trying to understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names are so important because, number one, He's the maker of this life. His nature, which is described by His names, are going to reflect on this life. Whatever His names are, these are the truth. Opposite to His names is the falsehood. For example, His name, the Creator, explains that this life is His product. Anybody else, and he comes up with any other theory, like evolution or any other theory that conflicts with this name, then that's falsehood. And also, the second reason that they are so important is that monotheism is based on the understanding of the names of Allah. For His names are divided into two groups, names of beauty and names of greatness. The monotheism is based on the names of greatness, that you do not treat anybody else the way you treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as these names of greatness are concerned. I'll give you an example how the names of Allah will affect your life. There was one time a lady that had five children, and then her husband, she didn't know how to work and she didn't have a job, and her husband was the only source of income. He died, and she was a very good believer, and she really truly from her heart understood the names of Allah. So when he died, they came to give her words, kind words, so that she can be patient. So while they are saying to him, be patient, don't be sad, Allah will take care of you and your children, she said, what are you guys talking about? I'm not worried about my food and the food of my children. The provider is alive. The one who died is the consumer. My husband, I wasn't the provider. My husband is the consumer, and he's the one who died. The provider, the supplier, is still alive. Just imagine in such a situation, and she gives this answer, and you will understand how the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affected her life. Another thing is that, how about the names of beauty? The names of beauty, what's the importance of the names of beauty in our life? Is that the names of beauty are the manners of Allah that we want to, Allah wants us to do our earthly business using heavenly manners. What are those heavenly manners? The heavenly manners are the names of beauty of Allah. He is generous, He wants us to be generous with one another. He's forgiving, He wants us to forgive one another. He's tolerant, He wants us to tolerate one another. He's kind, He wants us to be kind with one another. He wants us to share the names of beauty with Him. But we cannot share the names of greatness with Him or even try to claim anything. But the names of beauty is Allah wants us to do our earthly business with the heavenly manners, which are His names of beauty that are His manners. On the other hand, Shaitan wants us to do our earthly business using the earthly manners. Selfishness, greed, meanness, hate, you know, unfair competition, injustice, hitting under the belt, stabbing, kicking. All of these are the manners of the Shaitan. And Allah gave us the choice to choose. But at the same time, Allah loves it if we do ourselves a favor and go to Jannah. This is how is He pleased. He becomes pleased with our good deeds. At the same time, He's angry with the bad deeds. I'll give you an example. If you have a child, and this child does himself a favor, and he's doing well at school, he's doing well in prayers, he's doing well, he's a very righteous boy or girl, you will be happy and pleased. Do you need that boy? No. Is he going to, whatever his righteousness, is he going to support? Do you need his money? No. You don't need him, but you're happy because you love him, right? At the same time, if he does something goofy and something stupid or something, you know, bad at school, or, you know, you're angry at him. Why? He's not harming you. He's not hurting you physically. You're not going to lose something, but you're angry because you love him. Allah, remember that these simplified, Allah is way above and beyond these simplified examples. These simplified examples are just illustrative examples to illustrate to help us, our little minds, understand these, the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is pleased. He said, إِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you thank Allah, He is, if you deny the favors of Allah, He's so rich, He has no needs for you. But if you say, but he doesn't, he's not pleased. He's not pleased. وَلَا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. He's not pleased. وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُ يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you thank Him, He will be pleased with you and He will increase you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ.